saying these are really accomplished gardeners. They've developed really productive techniques for small urban spaces, and that's valuable information that's going to be lost.
And what would we do without our farmers and our gardeners?
Exactly.
So is anyone doing anything to preserve these farming skills?
Well, Art had a graduate student who was trying to do just that, to gather that information, but he ran into all kinds of language barriers. And I got talking to Heather Johnstone from the Edible Garden Project in North Vancouver, and her group struggled with exactly the same problem.
A number of years ago, we were working on starting a program called Growing Traditions, and it was basically trying to connect gardeners from that community, the really skilled, largely immigrant members of the community, with people, new gardeners and new families who are wanting to gain some of those skills. And we actually had a really hard time recruiting people who wanted to act in a mentor role, because most people don't see themselves as being an expert. They're just doing the things that they've always done and don't see it as something that's different or special.
So despite all evidence to the contrary, that's Heather Johnstone with the Edible Garden Project.
So it's sad here, but what's going to happen to all this great gardening wisdom?
Well, one of the things that Heather said is that despite the apprehension of the people that they approached to get formally involved, these farmers are really proud of their gardens, and they're generally happy to share one-on-one. And I saw that firsthand. The people wouldn't let me out of their yards without sharing the fruits of their labors, but also the techniques. They're really proud of what they accomplished. So it might just be as simple as introducing yourself as a neighbor, reaching out across the fence, and just letting that relationship grow organically.
And here, have a fresh tomato, and you can do this too.
Yeah, they won me over.
I'm sure they did, yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Rick.
That's CBC's Jeff Turner.